patient's first name is A-A-L-I-Y-A-H, last name C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O, date of birth 07-01-06, native encounter 5-13-24, history of present illness, patient's a 17-year-old, a well-appearing child, and no acute distress, presents with right-sided lower quadrant pain. It's been going on and off for 1 week, stays with walking. It does make the pain worse. Pain does not change if she eats or doesn't eat. Also, had a bowel movement, normal bowel movement this morning, no history of constipation. Next paragraph, medical history, non-contributory. Next paragraph, surgical history, non-contributory. Next paragraph, allergies, no known drug allergies. Next paragraph, social history, no reports of smoking or secondhand smoke exposure. Next paragraph, physical exam, general appearances, no acute distress. Alert and oriented times three. Pupils are equal, round, reacted to light. Ears are clear, no TM bulging. Nose is clear, no erythema or rhinorrhea. Throat is clear, no edema, no erythema, no exudate. Neck is thyroid within normal limits. And respiratory system, no respiratory distress, breast sounds normal, cardiovascular, regular rate and rhythm, abdominal exam, positive guarding and rebound, positive heel tap, positive tenderness palpation in the right lower quadrant, bowel sounds appreciated in all four quadrants, no liver inflammation noted on palpation, skin, no lesions or rashes noted, extremities are non-tender, full range of motion. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Possible appendicitis, advise the patient to report to the emergency room for advanced level imaging to rule that out, and give enough school note for missing school today. Discharge in stable condition, in care to a mother after answering all questions.